Now, what more could you ask for? Sunday afternoon, playing for first place in your own house. No one should be able to match the energy that we bring out of the locker
room. Don't that feel good when your crowd behind you?
Think it's a
you know
game.
I came up from nothing.
You can't tell me.
Let's get some
did it on my own. Check out my neck. Check out my wrist.
I swear I never expected it to be like this. Now
I'm getting rich.
I swear every day we lit.
Yeah, every day we lit.
Hey, you can't tell me.
Remember I was broke. Yeah, now I'm getting rich.
Yeah, when you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit, you take a. Then you know you lit.
Every day we lit. Yeah.
I don't think I'm on the ground again, boy. You have a problem.
All right, Matt. I'm turning some new leaves here. I might have a new little logo. Might have a little YouTube page we're getting going. I don't know why people's biggest criticisms of us was that they couldn't see us. Maybe they just want a face to talk shit to. Or actually, like when I say something fucking crazy that's right, people want to be able to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy fucking say something wild. Or it could be, I also heard him call for Bruce Arians to get fired the season they won the Super Bowl. Could be. Yeah,
we got a long list of dumb shit you've said, so we'll save that for another day.
Would you say you still think Ronald Jones is a top 20 fantasy running back?
Look, don't put those
for the people who don't know you.
That was you. Look, At this point, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, now we're putting a face to the name here. But look, at this point, in my opinion, I'm getting Bernard more touches. I'm letting Sneak Vaughn get in the game. And I'll even give this to Rojo and Fournette. Neither one of them has looked great to me. And some of that's on the play calling and some of that's our scheme. We know we're not going to be a huge running team. You know, we never have been. It's very unimaginative, like straightforward, man block and go downhill. But, I mean, Jones and Fournette both haven't looked great. So I'm getting some other guys in the mix. Let Vaughn get in there. And we got to get something going from that. I mean, we can't just have Brady step back throwing 400 yards every game. He can do that. But, you know, that's not going to put another ring on his finger. And then we'll have days like this where this is a little extra strong because of the loss. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, man. I think I had like 5 drinks today during the game. The wife's like, hey, maybe you should slow down. You know, we got a baby, so I should, you know, got responsibilities and shit. The biggest thing I'd say is I feel like more teams are going to attack us the way the Rams did. And I think it's just getting the ball on the edges out to the receivers against our corners one-on-one is going to be a recipe to beat our defense. And just, I mean, they pretty much abandoned running the ball and just went exclusively throwing. And I think a lot of teams are going to do that. And that's what today told me, really.
Yeah, you don't want to freak out week 3 or 2-1. That's obviously a team with Super Bowl aspirations, but I mean, let's be honest. That was the book on us last year. We had these bad games last year, you know, Rams and Chiefs and all, you know, these and Saints and the past couple of years when we've had some really rough games. But yeah, it's a blueprint. Hopefully, we get it turned around. You know, our personnel, obviously, Bunting going down and then Dean in the middle of the game or early in the game today. So, personnel is looking. excuse me, getting choked up. Personnel.
You want to tell me about it?
Personnel's not looking
up.
Good. You know, everyone's
back on
already
the podcast kinda, or
easy. You know, everyone's kind of chirping already that we saved a little money to go look for a vet corner.
Holy
which
shit.
I think everyone is expecting that. But yeah, we know the
Richard
weakness.
Sherman?
They're going to go after our secondary like they've done, and we got to also. You know, it's not just on them. We got to get a little pressure. To your point, the Rams had a good game plan, but, you know, also, what was it? I think only one sack, right? Kind of towards the end when Golston got in there.
I mean, it didn't matter at that point.
Yeah. So, you know, defense goes, you know, all levels. Still waiting as much as I love Devin White, still waiting for him to kind of show up and be an all-pro kind of guy after 3 weeks. And, yeah, besides Vita getting some push up there, you don't – unfortunately, JPP was out today, but you don't see a lot of Shaq and Joe. And they're making a couple plays, but nothing consistent enough to get a QB worried at this point. So we'll see. I got faith in them, but, yeah I think maybe looking around for a corner this week, depending on – on Dean and Bunting's injury outlooks.
Yeah, I'd say nothing scares me yet. I mean, and to put in perspective, that's our first loss in 10 months. I mean, think about it like that. That's a hell of a good situation to be in. But it is concerning because it just seems like our defense, we're not going to be able to hold up against some of these better offenses in the league. Like, playing the Chiefs again, we're going to get torched. So, it's not about like this week. It's kind of, I do think we're a Super Bowl or bust team. And so with that in mind, it's like, we got to get this figured out. And so I don't know if that is bringing in a vet now, like early enough where he could, whoever it is, pick up the defense and have some time to grow before playoffs. But I mean, we got to do something. What's happening ain't working, because every team we've played has moved the ball on us.
Do you feel any of this is, I was kind of curious what other people thought. Do you feel like any of this is complacency earlier in the year, like not showing up and kind of getting a little fat and happy from a ring? Or
I wonder because it's like,
maybe not all.
It's tough. It's like we have a bunch of young guys that just were at the top of the mountain, so they weren't Levante. They didn't have to spend a decade just getting brutalized and losing all the time. So, yeah, I think some of it could be complacency. I do think it's weird. We kind of had this conversation last year. I think some of this is scheme. Like, even offensively, I felt like we the play calling was a little rough today. Would have liked to have seen more Gio Bernard. He was getting a lot of balls on the outside or catching underneath stuff, and he was making plays. I don't know why we didn't go to that sooner. But to your point, I do think a little bit of this might be a Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I see that. Just a couple guys, and it seems like that. Like Devin White, to me, I was kind of looking at him because he's that guy that kind of, gets stuff going, emotional leader. And I kind of looked at him a bunch, and he'd like make a tackle, and it's just like, oh, ho-hum. I'm like, man, where was that, the swag when we were – putting up deuces signs and stuff like that. Doesn't seem like our defense has that. And I think it is a little bit of it. And we can't just sit here the rest of the year. It's not going to happen. You can't just sit here and look at Brady and say, hey, go score us 50 points and we're going to be good. No, it's got to be a team effort. So
for sure.
I'll ask you a question that may get a little bit of buzz, dogs in the background. How are you feeling now, after 3 weeks, about our second-round draft pick this year?
I knew this was going to come. Anybody who has listened to us or listened to us talk about the Bucs, Matt was probably 30% on board for getting Trask. It was an opportunistic pick for the future. Problem is, we do, and we did, still have holes, and it's secondary. And there were some guys... Just for the record,
what... In the second round, what position did I say I wanted us to pick this year?
Corner.
Okay. At least you're giving me my due.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving
you... Not a lot of people said that. It's coming.
I'll give you your flowers. You've been calling that all off season. You've been saying, I still think we need a veteran or we need to get some other guys. We just don't have a lot of depth and everybody's young. And eventually we're going to have to pay people, and I don't know if we can pay everyone.
Yeah, I mean, where are we going to be next year if... I mean, obviously, next year it may be like looking down the barrel of a first-round pick at a corner, but where are we going to be if we don't sign Carlton Davis? I thought it was glaringly our weakest spot on the team, and I
still
look. I hate to beat up on it because it's like nothing we can do now. But look, second-round pick when you're all in with the greatest quarterback of all time, help him out. Not a guy that's going to sit there, but I don't want to get in that too much. But hey, today it definitely makes me think when we got a rookie third string guy sitting there, and I see a couple of these high-profile cornerbacks, you know, in the game and playing.
I will say I'm curious what you think about this. I keep hearing the Richard Sherman thing. I don't know that Richard Sherman is my, like, favorite natural fit for what we're doing. Like, he has always been an off the ball, like, soft coverage zone corner, and he's done really well at that. It's been great. But I'm wondering, ironically, he plays in his own scheme. Xavien Howard, would you give up a first for him? You're probably going to have to. For sure a second. But my thought would be probably a first for them to make that trade.
A second, 100%. First, I'd have to think about it. Do you know how old he is?
27. I think he's making 12.
And the only thing you'd have, obviously, you have to take into consideration, like, if we'd be able to keep him long-term. But, man, I think you would instantly – I like Carlton Davis, but I think he may instantly be our best cornerback. So, yeah, I'd think about – I mean, look, at the end of the day, if we're where we want to be, it's going to be another late first-round pick. You know, what are we getting there? We're probably going to want a freaking corner at the end of this year anyway. So you go get a proven Pro Bowler. I was trying to think of the – didn't mean to cut you off, but I was trying to think of, like, you know, a couple of these teams that are looking bad, like the Giants. I think they got James Bradbury. You know what I mean? Try to think of a couple of these bad teams that if they got a corner that is a number one or number two that we can slide in there. So I think that's something to think about, you know, these teams that don't have a lot of aspirations for the year, maybe a guy on the last year of his contract or something. So – we'll definitely look around, and I'm sure everyone this week is going to be talking about it on Twitter, so we'll get enough conversation about it.
I mean, it's just glaring. Everybody – I mean, you didn't have to play football or watch football for 20 years to know that our corners are just not good. I mean, it's – and Carlton Davis, to be frank, hasn't been really strong in the last 2 weeks.
No, it's – let's hope it's a wake-up call, to your point. For the people that think just Richard Sherman would be a savior, mm-hmm. I would tell them to probably pump the brakes on that a little bit. If we're going to play the same thing and you think he's going to run around with Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods one-on-one, that's not going to happen either. Like, he's a good, savvy guy who can play some zone and drop and do some smart things, but it'll be interesting. Did we get a report on Dean?
They're saying it might be out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to have to – I was thinking about this. We're more than likely going to have Bunting or hope that he can come back, what is it, in 2 more weeks at the 3-week mark for IR?
Well, look, the good thing in the short term, if I'm not mistaken, we have the Patriots and the Dolphins coming up.
I'm not super worried about those two.
Yeah, there's no DeAndre Hopkins or CD Lambs or Amari Cooper's coming up in the next 2 weeks, so that's a good thing. But yeah, it's got to get fixed. I'm just kind of laughing because, man, I feel like Brady's just gonna be so hyped for next week to shove it up their ass.
Oh, dude, I'll say this: Tom Brady going back to New England after 20 years and winning a Super Bowl his first year away when everybody thought, hey, 42-year-old, probably done. I mean, that's got to be a wild feeling.
Yeah, stuff like that doesn't happen with that caliber of player for as long as he played there going back home, especially after winning a Super Bowl. This doesn't happen often. So defense is going to have to step up. Hopefully it's one of those things that kind of rally behind him and say, hey, you know, as your brother you're going out there to play with, like, look, you know I'm going home and it means a lot to me. So hopefully those guys are jacked up and it pissed off a couple of these dudes. Hopefully we can get JPP back sooner than later. And, like I said, the two things to me that – I guess the good thing you can say if we want to be optimistic, which I like to do most of the time, I mean, what do you think that we played our – C-plus, B-minus game? Well, like, we haven't played an A game yet. We haven't even played a B or B-plus game. So, I mean, we get there.
C-plus games?
Yeah. So, I mean.
And that's crazy.
as far as the defense, we haven't probably played a C-minus game, but
yeah. Offense room, is probably the only thing keeping us in the C's, honestly.
Yeah, room to go running the ball, room to go everywhere on defense. I mean, the only thing we can really say is, which we knew, we can throw the ball around the yard with anybody. We know that.
I will say, I was a little worried about that Gronk injury because he didn't look right at the end of the game. Did you see that too?
Oh, no, yeah. He looked beat up. So since he came back, I think he'll be fine. He's a tough son of a bitch. So
I'll tell you what. Let's start doing a new segment. I've been thinking about this. I think I want to introduce our watching you segment. I want you to pick a player. We watch, hey, or whoever you want to pick. Shit.
Just like a stalking thing? Like,
I mean, it could be. I mean, I'm not saying like watch them in their house in their underwear. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
I mean, I'm down, but I, you know, whatever. More about all year, this person, each week, your person, you will talk about, I'll talk about mine, and we'll keep up. The person you think is going to be a pivotal person down the stretch for us, and it can't be Brady or just Brady. We'll keep Brady off limits because that's the most obvious and easy. We'll pick someone else. I'll go first because I was thinking about this. I think my person is going to be Whitehead. No, not Whitehead. I'm sorry. Antoine Winfield. Sorry. Wrong safety. Antoine Winfield. He's another one that's been really invisible. Made a couple tackles in the box, but not like last year where it was all over the field. I feel like for us to have some of the swag back, we kind of need him running around making plays. And we haven't gotten that yet. And so that's the dude I'm going to be watching.
Two come to mind for me. I mean, you know me, like Devin White is, I've loved him ever since we drafted him. So I'll ask you what you think. I'm either like a Devin right now, Devin White or Shaq Barrett. I think one of those two guys, maybe I'll decide next weekend as I'm watching, but I think one of those two guys, especially with JPP out, I'm almost leaning towards Shaq because we gotta get some kind of pressure on the quarterback. So
for sure,
one of those two guys needs to start flashing for sure.
It's funny we both pick defensive players.
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought about like running back, but like I told you, it's just it's not how we're not really built to go get those 120-yard games from a running back. That's not how it's just enough to play. But like I said, Rojo and Fournette, neither one has kind of blown me away at all this year. Like,
I'll tell you what, just strictly running the ball, I think Rojo's been better. I think it's all the other stuff Fournette's been better at.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Rojo's a better runner. You can see it. He hits the hole harder. He gets north and south. He's better east and west. It's just pass pro, catching the ball, and maybe just feel. He's not as strong as Fournette. But just strictly running the ball, Rojo's much better.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it's the other stuff. I think he is in a little bit in the doghouse right now. I don't think we're going to extend him next year. That's what I said. I mean, why not go give
– fucking trade him.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't think you'll get anything, but shit, maybe try to go get – what's that really old corner, Jimmy Smith from the Ravens?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. To me, the first step would be getting Vaughn in there this week. Go give him 5 to 7 touches. Give him something to get his feet wet. And see how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of feel that out. Is he a little more ready? And then maybe you can talk about stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely think to me, when Bernard gets the ball, he looks like, as you like to say, got a lot more juice in there. Yeah, and he's got, you know, fresher legs, a little more bounce to his step. He can obviously catch the ball better than anyone we got in the backfield. So
hopefully he's not hurt.
Yeah, that was a hell of a hit at the end. And
he got hit weird on his knee.
Yeah, so, hopefully he's in there. If that's another thing. If he's not, then definitely we need to see what Vaughn's got. So
Also,
going on to next week, it was, to wrap up this week for me, disappointing. But, I mean, look, I had this as
I think. We knew this could be a game we would lose.
Yeah, I had this as one of our two or three losses on the year. You know, I wasn't a guy saying 17-0 that, you know.
I don't want that pressure for no reason.
Yeah, this is why, I mean, going to cross country, going to L.A. and the big game. I mean, you saw how hyped everyone was there. And so, yeah, I thought it was a game we could lose. I definitely thought we could play better. We're not playing great football, especially on defense. But it's a game I saw we could lose, so. Hey, going forward, like I talked about, the next 2 weeks, especially coming up, Patriots and Dolphins, those are two. So we go ahead and win those two games. You know, sitting there at 4-1 after 5 weeks, I'll take that. So,
yeah. Also, two things. I'll say shout out Tyler Johnson. He's a great example of the depth we have at wide receiver. That guy could go be a two for almost any team. Legit.
Maybe three.
Nah, probably three. You're probably right. I probably am exaggerating. Depending on the team. Yeah, but not on the Cowboys or Rams, but Green Bay, he's the number two.
There you go.
So, anyway, I said that to say shout out to him. He went in and played well, and AB's absence wasn't enough. Hopefully, moving forward, we kind of get some more pressure, get it going. If y'all have questions, BucksTailgateTalk@gmail.com. Hit us with the real shit. We get way too many people and friends here hitting us, saying stuff. We had a lengthy break from our last podcast, but we back. So, till next time.
Fire the cannons!
Y'all got to see that live this time.